KXRN News, I'm John Scott. Vice President Kamala Harris has decided on Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate. The 60-year-old Democrat won the governor's office in 2018. GOP Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida says the Democratic ticket of Harris and Walz is not the answer for the country.
We do not need an America that represents the failed policies of San Francisco or the failed policies of Minneapolis. We do not need to see poop on the street and cities burning down. That is not a prescription for America.
GOP Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas tells the Salem Radio Network that the choice of Walz over Governor Josh Shapiro is rooted in anti-Semitism.
Regrettably, the Democratic Party has a large and growing anti-Semitic wing, and you've seen in the news over the last week the main criticisms of all of the potential selections are directed towards Josh Shapiro. Most of them are directed towards his occasional support for Israel, going back in some cases, I think, to when he was a teenager.
The new Democrat ticket appearing at an evening rally in Philadelphia. Also at SRNnews.com, Tropical Storm Debbie's center is expected to move off the Georgia coast, but then move back inland over South Carolina on Thursday, according to the Hurricane Center. The main rainfall threat includes the eastern half of South Carolina and southeastern North Carolina through Friday. In Northern California, firefighters battling the reawakened Park Fire. That massive blaze re-exploded Monday after several days of slumber. The Park Fire has already scorched nearly 647 square miles, destroyed 640 structures. This is SRN News. A lot of Americans don't like the First Amendment.
A new poll from the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression finds that 53% of adults believe the amendment goes, quote, too far. 47% say the amendment does not describe my thoughts at all. Most people associate the First Amendment with freedom of speech, when in fact it guarantees five freedoms. And the first one is the freedom of religion. It also protects freedom of assembly, freedom of petition, and freedom of the press. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
There's been a nationwide expansion of maternity homes in the past 2 years since the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. Christian pro-life advocates want to open more of these transitional housing facilities for pregnant women to meet a growing need. It's part of what they see as the next step in preventing abortions and providing long-term support for families. There are now more than 450 maternity homes in the U.S. This is SRN News. CSX Railroad's second quarter profit slipped 2% as it scrambled to respond to the Baltimore Bridge collapse that disrupted coal exports.
The drop came even though the volume of CSX's shipments was up by the same rate. CSX says it earned $963 million, or 49 cents per share, in the second quarter. Baltimore is the nation's number two coal export port, so the bridge collapse that closed the port caused significant disruptions. But CSX and its competitor in the east, Norfolk Southern, quickly worked to reroute shipments to other ports.
Correspondent Jeremy Howes, Michael Bloomberg's organization Bloomberg Philanthropies will give $600 million to the endowments of four historically black medical schools. The gifts announced today are among the largest private donations to any historically black college or university. More details at SRNnews.com.